Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Rarity and the Curious Case of Charity. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Chapter 1. A Pony of Prominence. The mail in Equestria could be unreliable, but the Ponyville Post had an especially poor reputation for punctuality. In fact, it was one of the slowest post office branches around. It didn't matter what sort of parcel a pony was sending. It could be a birthday card to a friend, a thank you note to the host of a fabulous event in Canterlot, or even a shipment of silky skirts to a boutique in Ney, Mexicolt, and it would take ages. But even though she was well aware of its slowpoke track record, Rarity couldn't understand why she still hadn't received the letter yet. The letter that would solidify her status as a pony of prominence in modern equestrian fashion. It just didn't make a stitch of sense. Rarity had applied to the House of Outrageous and Opulent Fashion, Hoof, summer mentorship program months ago, and still hadn't heard a peep. At the time, she had been positive she was going to be accepted as a mentor. Why wouldn't they want a pony like her? Rarity had designed for princesses, pop stars, and the Canterlot elite. Why, there was no pony more perfectly suited to guide a young, impressionable designer through the world of fashion and fabulosity. At the very least, she could teach a young pony how to achieve the perfect mane curl, she thought as she inspected her own purple locks in the mirror. Rarity trotted over to steal a glance out the front window of the carousel boutique. She imagined that she was the main character in a storybook called Rapunzel. She was a forlorn damsel locked in a tower with only her flowing, spectacular mane for company. Rarity wasn't trapped in the carousel boutique, but she did feel hopeless, just like the story's heroine. Where was her letter? The mailbox out front was adorned with glittering yellow gems. It was really quite pretty, as beautiful as something could look on the outside. Rarity still believed that what was on the inside counted more, especially in this case. Would it be another empty mailbox day, or would her precious, fate-altering letter be there? There was no way to know for sure, but Rarity had a dreadful feeling about it. Just dreadful. She probably shouldn't even bother going outside and checking. She should probably just stay inside and work. She trudged down the stairs as if she were headed back to the mines. She was lucky that the boutique doubled as her home and as her shop, an inviting retreat filled with treasures. The clothes on the racks were all beautiful and all designed exclusively by her. She spent both her days and her nights dreaming up wares that were chic, unique, and magnifique. Sweetie Belle, she called out to her little sister. The young filly was probably down in the workroom, pawing through the fabrics again. She had recently requested that her sister make her some new curtains for her clubhouse, and was desperate for the perfect pattern. Sweetie Belle appeared in the doorway, eyes wide and hopeful.
What's up, Rarity?
Would you be a dear and go check? I simply cannot face the disappointment again. Then Rarity sighed dramatically and collapsed onto a red velvet sofa. It just happened to be situated in the perfect position for her to gracefully swoon. I have so much to do already anyway. This order of performance dresses for the Ponyville Choir is plenty more work than I thought it would be. 15 dresses and bow ties for the stallions, too. What in Equestria was I thinking? At least the Ponytones, the other musical act in town, had only 4 members. If only Rarity had a little helping hoof of an apprentice, everything would go so much faster. But even so, she would never admit to the other ponies that she wasn't able to maintain a shop on her own. Even when she was stressed out, Rarity thought it was important to keep up a certain elegant image. One of her favorite French designers, Coco Chevelle, used to say, "A mare should be two things, classy and fabulous." Rarity liked to think she embodied each at all times.
"Rarity!" Sweetie Belle's little shouts came in through the window. "Rarity, come out here!"
Rarity perked up. Could it be? Was the letter finally here? Thanks, Celestia, she could relax and start to prepare for her role as a fabulous yet sage mentor. My goodness, she thought. What does a mentor wear? Some sort of robe? An elaborate hat? There were a lot of directions she could take this thing in, fashion-wise.
Rarity!
Sweetie Belle called out again. Oh, right, Rarity thought. Better check that she was even in the program first. Rarity smoothed down her violet mane and trotted outside to join her sister. Her heart began to beat a little bit faster.